Carmel Greyhounds come out victorious, and the 30-game win streak for the Trinity Louisville Shamrocks is now over. A bad loss at Marshall Stadium last year, finally avenged here at Carmel Stadium. The Carmel Greyhounds coming out on top 24-21.
Tonight, the rematch of the sectional matchup from 2017. The Carmel Greyhounds versus the Noblesville Millers. The Greyhounds are coming off of a tough win against the Trinity Shamrocks. Meanwhile, the Millers are still trying to get some things figured out. The Millers are playing under a new head coach and are trying to build a new legacy. As for the Greyhounds, their star running back Dylan Downing has returned and is looking for a tough matchup. The Greyhounds versus the Millers, only here on 91.3 WHJE. And it all starts right now.
It's Friday night, the lights are on, and it's time for week two of Carmel Greyhounds football. Good evening and welcome to Beaver Materials Field at Dale Swanson Sports Complex on 91.3 WHJE for this varsity football matchup between the 1-0 Carmel Greyhounds and the 0-1 Noblesville Millers. I'm your play-by-play broadcaster, Sam Wexler, and beside me is Ethan DeRamo. Ethan, these teams are quite familiar with each other, having gone head-to-head twice last season. Do you think we'll expect anything different than a 2-0 to Carmel?
I believe the Greyhounds will come out on top tonight, as the offense just came out onto the field.
Noblesville Millers won the toss and deferred to the second half. The opening kickoff went for a touchback. Tyler Trent in the gun, two wide receivers to his left, starting at the 20. Short dump-off pass to Phil Garcia on the 20-yard line, cutting around to defenders to the 25 and cutting around on the left hash, diving for a few more yards to the 26-27-yard line, and that'll bring up second and about four. Trent setting up in the gun with Downing as the lone back. He sends Sam Rogers in motion from left to right. The far left wide receiver is Christian Williams. Taking the snap, faking the handoff, rolling right, throwing across the middle to Skylar Bradley at the one-yard line, diving, sticks the ball over the goal line, and it's a touchdown. Touchdown, Greyhounds. It's 6:54 left to go in the first quarter. The Hounds jump out in front early.
What an amazing catch there from Skylar Bradley, doing a little bit of an Andrew Luck dive there to get the ball in the end zone.
Obviously a very dangerous play, very risky at the goal line, but he had space in front of him, and he knew he wanted to get that score. 6-0 with 6:54 left to go in the first quarter. Extra point to come. Trent still the quarterback for the Carmel Greyhounds offense. It's second and goal from the 5-yard line. 33 seconds to go on the game clock. 13 seconds on the play clock. Sending a man in motion from left to right. Takes the snap. Hand off to Dylan Downing around the right corner. Fighting through yardage and diving over the end zone. Another touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds.
Dylan Downing, great rushing night, as I just said, into the end zone. Puts the Hounds up 13-0. This is what we want to see from these Carmel backs.
Downing bowling through the C-gap on the right side for the Carmel Greyhounds, punching it in from the 5. Another pickup on the ground. And the second touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds, making it 13-0 with the extra point pending. 9:13 to go in the second quarter. Gremmel from the gun. Two wide receivers to each side, dropping back. Quick slant to the far left sideline, and it's picked off by Tommy Sprace. Tommy Sprace gets the ball on the 20-yard line and runs it back all the way to the end zone. And a touchdown for the Carmel Greyhounds on an interception.
Noblesville Millers could not complete the pass there. Bounced right out of the receiver's hands and into Tommy Sprates' hands. No one was there to catch him for the touchdown.
It looked like he'd fall right out of bounds, but he was managed to keep his balance. And toe-touching all the way to the end zone on the far left side of the field. It's now 20-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds with the extra point to come. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Quigley in the gun. Has Skylar Bradley at the tight end position, moving from left to right in motion. One wide receiver is Sam Rogers to the far left side. Snap is to Quigley. He gives it to Kamari Hunt. Kamari running to the end zone. Touchdown, Greyhounds. Kamari Hunt on a 5-yard run to the right side. Very reminiscent of Dylan Downing's touchdown to start off the game. And the Hounds go back into the driver's seat with a lot of momentum in this fourth quarter. 27-7 with the extra point coming.
Kamari Hunt with a fantastic run into the end zone there, putting the Greyhounds up 3 scores. And a great momentum boost for the Greyhounds.
11:44 to go in the ball game. Matt Fortier on to take the extra point. He did miss a field goal from 14 yards out, a chip shot at most. Missed it badly to the left side, came off his foot wrong. He'll try to tack another point on here. The snap, the kick is up and good. And that'll make it 28-7. With this break in the action, we're going to take a quick break back to the studio. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel. Quigley in the gun. Gish is to his far left. The receiver to his far right is Ross Abdullah. Quigley takes the snap, a fake handoff to Downing, and now throwing it across the top of the end zone to Rhett Williams for a touchdown. Gabe Quigley on an 8-yard passing touchdown to Rhett Williams in the back of the end zone, and that'll make it 34-7 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds with 10:08 to go in the ballgame.
And another mistake there from the Noblesville Millers led to another Greyhounds touchdown there. Rhett Williams was wide open in the back of the end zone. Great throw there from Gabe Quigley.
Another fantastic connection. The quarterbacks battling it out in every sense of the word. Bino Sandy will now take this extra point as it's 34-7. The kick is up and good. 35-7. We'll take a quick break. No, he missed it. Excuse me. Bino Sandy misses the extra point. Still 34-7 with 10:08 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll send it to a quick break in the studio. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel, the home of Greyhounds football. From Beaver Materials Stadium, Noblesville, going down to the Carmel Greyhounds. Hounds advance to 2-0 and will face the Center Grove Trojans next Friday night. You can catch that one same time, same place, 91.3 WHJE. Don't forget to listen to the post-game show hosted by Charlie Maurer and Ethan DeRamo. Alongside me has been Ethan on the color commentary. I've been your play-by-play man, Sam Wexler. Have a good evening and drive home safely.